It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name's Blue. Alongside me is the world famous Pit and Salar.
How you doing, Blue?
Doing well, man. Filling in for Joe Grande, Mark and Craig Wasserman, and myself. These gentlemen are here to hold down the show, guys. Why don't you let us know who we got to give love to?
Man, you already know. We got to shout a shout out to Rocket Seeds. Are you looking for the high quality seeds? Head to rocketseeds.com or on Instagram at @rocket_seeds for trusted cannabis seeds. Rocket Seeds is a trusted source for thousands of quality cannabis seeds at fair prices. Head to rocketseeds.com.
Yes, man. So these guys are going to hold down the show for you guys. I hope you enjoy it. This is us letting our bringing the kids to school day. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
So, you know, give us a call, 1-800-420-1980. If you like the show. And if you don't give us a call, then we'll know you didn't like the show at
1-800-420-1980.
Please get to your phone, please.
Yeah, call us up, man. Let us know what you guys think of these guys. Pit, Salar, I heard you guys got a segment for us. Why don't you tell everybody what's going down in the world of cannabis?
We do, man. This might make people happy or sad or mad. Definitely has some controversy. I don't know if we've all used it, but there's this thing out there called Uber. Uber has transcended to many services. We got Uber Eats, we got Uber Travel, Uber. Mm-hmm. They can pick up whatever you need at this point. Today, Uber Eats has announced that they're going to allow orders for cannabis in Ontario, Canada, Pit.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, it's like you already expected it because, you know, it's like, why not jump into the game? You know, it's already, you know, a trusted service where everybody already uses. So,
would you say you saw it coming? I mean, we know
I seen it coming. I think they actually did a show about it a couple of months back about talking about them getting or at least trying to get started in this.
Let me ask you, when We Delivery Services and all that came out, when it came out and I thought of it, it's like, it's too convenient.
I thought it was the best thing in the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, they take long as hell, but I mean,
yeah,
you know, 2 hours for, you feel me, eighth. I'm like, come on, motherfucker.
Yeah. But I mean, like any business, you know, when you start something new, it's going to have some kinks here and there. But I remember, you know, back in the day, you call somebody 2 hours later, they finally show up with the wrong order, the wrong strain and whatever. But mm-hmm. I think, you know, where we're at now, it's always graduating to something bigger. But Uber Eats, man, that's big.
That's dope.
I was living in San Francisco. I walked by that Uber building every single day. How do you feel about them in the cannabis space? Do you think it's...
I mean, I can't wait for them to come out to Cali, you know, and, you know, let's get it started out here. I know Canada, you know, they are, you know, a little ahead of us right now, I guess.
Growing up, I mean, I feel like you and I are in the same generation. Didn't you always feel like Canada was kind of like the mecca of cannabis? Kind of like, oh my God, we got to go to Canada because they're smoking mad weed. It's legal.
Mm-hmm. They got the best stuff.
They got the best stuff, right, yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, we know now Cali's always going to be where it's at. But, back to the Uber Eats thing, man. Are you going to use Uber Eats? If your boys don't show up, if the weed map stuff is being funny, if all that... Are you going to hop on Uber Eats?
I'm about to start my own Uber Eats. You feel me? I'm about to deliver it to you.
Yeah. We're not kidding.
Call me at 1-800-420-1980 to get the bag.
But think about that, bro. In one little app, you can order a ride, you can order your weed, and you can order some food.
Yeah. All in one. It's like just a one-stop shop right there. You know, you can, you can get it all. I mean, they even got, they started doing, like, you can get, like, BevMo, and you can, like, go, like, to grocery stores.
GoPuff, and, you got all this alcohol delivery stuff.
Yeah, so it's like, just, it was destined to come.
Now, let me ask you, if you're Lyft, where do you go from here after seeing this news today?
When I, out of this show?
If you're the CEO, if you're Lyft Enterprises, whatever, you know the competitor, you know Lyft. Do you hop on this?
You should go get a delivery service. I mean, not delivery service, but a grow up or like start like a dispensary or something like that. Because, I mean, I think that would be like the next step. So then you can have all the money coming in. You don't have to go to the dispensary and get your cannabis. You can just have everything in one. You feel me? One-stop shop.
Yo, is Uber about to grow some pot?
That would be the next step, I would say.
I mean, that's... Man, I can't wait to see where this goes. I mean, It's just, we saw, we saw this coming. I mean, all these corporations, they're looking at cannabis and they say, where do we fit? This is perfect for them. If you're Marlboro, if you're all those cigarette companies, you know what you can do. If you're a delivery service, a rideshare service, you know what you can do. You make lighters, you've been in this business. You make, I don't know. It's what doesn't fit in cannabis? Tell me that. I mean, there's not a lot of things that don't fit in the cannabis space, right?
Any job, all you have to do is put cannabis in front of it. You feel me? And it could be anything. You feel me? Cannabis, anything. Just put cannabis in front of it.
Now, do you think they're testing this out in Canada and then they're going to bring it out to the States, or is it going to stay out there for a while? Because, there's over 4,000 delivery services in California alone. You know?
I mean, it's still new, so, you know, we're going to, you know, have to make sure that we, you know, keep our eye out for, you know, what they got going and see where it goes, you know, because it's still pretty new right now, so... You know, we got to see, you know, how it works out there. And, you know, you still have to watch out for robberies and stuff like that. People trying to jack you and, you know, all the goods, you know, it comes with the bads too. So, you know, it's just have to wait and just see, you know.
Now, there's a lot of Karens on Uber Eats and all that kind of stuff. I don't know, people don't know this, and I don't want to spread this or let people know about this. But if you do not like your food for whatever reason on Uber Eats, you can literally complain about it.
So can I complain about my weed?
What are you going to say? You're going to call Uber, hit up Uber, and say, hey, like, this shit isn't as sticky. Like, it's not sticking to my fingers.
Y'all said this was supposed to be some purple Urkel, and this shit looked like it's some outdoor.
Man, it's far from purple. It's more like a violet. Yeah, violet Urkel. But that's the problem, though. I mean, if you're the little man, you're selling this weed, or distributing this weed, excuse me, doesn't that hurt you if you're a little guy and you're you know, vetting out to Uber Eats?
I mean, they do it sometimes already. Even when you call the regular delivery service, they sometimes don't bring the right product that you order anyways.
Well, if you order food on Uber Eats and you don't like it, they're not going to come pick up the food and say, my bad, let me grab that food.
I don't order food.
You can finish that food.
I don't order food on Uber Eats. And then they took a picture of it and sent me the picture. And I was like, look, you guys didn't bring all my food. Look, you guys didn't even bring my drinks and this and this and that. And they were like, oh, well, you got to call this number. I don't have nothing else to do with that. You feel me? So it's like they already got ways to just be like, oh, fuck you. Take what I gave you.
Man, a lot of partnerships going on there. Oh, man.
What do you think?
I don't. What car would you feel safe delivering cannabis to? You know, like, are you gonna have to special? Because you have to have a, like, you got to get your car approved. Like, you have to have like an Uber Black. You have to have a nice car. You can't.
Yeah,
just
I wonder
be
if they're gonna have to have the license, like a certain like license to be able to deliver cannabis.
Keep it in the trunk, locked. You can't be that Uber driver driving around puffing on weed, obviously, because this is the job.
I wonder
this is
how
a big
much
ass corporation.
Can, how much are you allowed to, you know, travel with at a time?
How much can you get delivered? Are we talking? Can you get a whole, you know, ounce delivered? Can you get 10 ounces delivered? Can you get a, you know, a pea delivered? Where are we going with this?
Yeah. So
very tricky situation. I'm excited though. You know, growing up, I was waiting for the day that cannabis becomes more and more accepted in our society. I think it is. I got another thing. I think we should break for now.
Before we break, let's everybody go check out G4 Live at the Bud Tenders Awards, May 12th to the 14th at Resorts World. If you don't go, you don't grow. Check them out, you guys. Don't miss out. It's
going
down.
Back to Vegas.
We'll be back after this break.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. I am Slush. This is Pit to my left, to your right. Sitting in for Joe Grande, Blue, and the Pot Brothers at Law. Big shoes to fill. What do you think, Pit? I mean, I can barely fit in Joe's seat, man. I'm sinking in here.
Well,
it's,
you know,
it's
I'm
tough,
in a,
man. It's
I'm
you
in
can't
Mark's,
see me over the stage.
I'm in Mark's chair, so I think the, you know, this one's probably like the little bear.
He's going to know. Me.
Like, I think that this one's too small. I think this one's too big.
Man, he's going to feel it.
Eat his porridge.
Hey, man. While I'm here, got to send a shout out to Viscus Vapes. Viscus Vape, the ultimate cannabis-based vape experience. Viscus is a premium vape brand born in Venice Beach. Shout out to Venice. delivering the maximum potency you can expect from the Viscous brand. Live the ride with the most pleasant tasting, ultra potent, and super smooth cartridges on the market. The website is viscous.light. Shout out to Viscous, man. I love
those
guys.
Shout out to Viscous. I love their product.
Shout out to Denise, man.
Oh, yeah, she's the best.
Man, I mean, Blue, you saw me that day, man. After I ate that little buffet she made us, I was worthless, Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
Worthless, bro.
She always looks out for me. She gave me one of the Live Resins pins out in Vegas when we was at MJ BizCon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she gave me a little pin at MJ BizCon at the after party. And I,
man, every time we see those Viscous team, we leave with full stomachs and full hands, man. Love them. Shout out to Viscous. Pitt. A little more controversy. Majority of Texas Republicans, yes, I'm saying that right. Right, Daniel?
Yes, sir.
Back marijuana legalization. According to a poll, according to the survey from the University of Houston and Texas Southern University found that 67% of Texas residents, I don't like Texas presidents, kidding. Texas residents back marijuana reform.
We love Texas.
Love Texas. Pitt, you're from Texas, right?
Yes.
What part of Texas?
I'm from Austin.
So what do you think about this? 51% of those participants who identified as Republican say they back cannabis legalization.
I mean, it's about time.
Texas was the no-go, bro. I don't even go to Texas with a damn cigarette, let alone marijuana.
They got signs out there that be like, don't fuck with Texas, you feel me? And then they got speed limit.
You know, like the saying goes, like Bush used to say, bro, don't mess with Texas. Texas is actually the only state in the nation that's still allowed to annex from the nation. Meaning, if they don't like something that the U.S. is doing, they are allowed to annex themselves.
Fuck it, we gonna do our own thing.
No, we're Texas, y'all the U.S., you do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of scary. Anyway, but it's funny. I mean, it's cliche to say, but I mean, everybody thinks to the Republicans that hate the marijuana, hate, you know, it's a generation that grew up on, you know, Reefer Madness. You ever see Reefer Madness?
Yeah.
Man, is that shit just...
Oh, yeah, I grew up with it. My parents always telling me, oh, you smoking that dope and this and that. Now they be like, can you give me another one of them little creams, the little CBD creams?
Oh, yeah.
I like how that worked.
Man, you were just at C3, right, out in Houston?
Yes,
tell us about that.
That was actually, it was a nice event, you know. Not a lot of nice brands was there, nice product, you feel me? It was my first time taking Delta 8. It surprisingly was not bad, you know. I was like, I wasn't expecting, you know, even to get a head change or anything like that, but it was actually pretty nice, you know, relaxing, you feel me? It was almost like CBD kind of.
Yeah.
You know, like when you ingest a CBD, you'd be like, oh, I'm not really like high, but I'm like, my body's relaxed and I feel like...
But I'm not high, right? Yeah,
I'm not high, but, you know, my body's relaxed.
Nah, man. The C3 crew, shout out to Michael and everybody at C3. We look forward to whatever you guys are doing.
Great people,
love
great
to be
people.
Great people, man. But anyway, back to the subject at hand. Yeah, marijuana reform, and Republicans are on team reform.
It's at 51% too,
51%.
51%. So that's looking... I mean,
do not judge a book by its cover, man. Just because they wrote red doesn't mean they don't smoke green, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, I like that.
And so I think it's great, honestly. I think it has a lot to do with the new generation, you know? Mm-hmm. They don't believe everything their parents say. Marijuana is not going to make your dick fall off. Marijuana is not going to make you, you know, abuse your relatives or anything like that. I think people are just coming out of the woodworks and they're just... starting to not believe everything they hear. I mean,
yeah.
I don't want to say the DARE program failed, but people are saying, all right, you don't hallucinate off marijuana. You're not going to do anything crazy off marijuana. I think we had this whole marijuana thing gone wrong. And the fact that Texas is kind of like that. I don't want to say the last state, but we need you, Texas.
Yeah.
We need you, man. This nation, man, it can just be so damn united. Everything can just be so much more better. Texas... hop on the bus, man. We're waiting for you.
A lot of times, you know, people get in their head, you feel me, from their parents and their parents, you know, of how they was raised, and then they bring that to their kids and be like, oh, no, don't do that. And then, you know, they try to, like, scare you into, you feel me,
yeah,
not smoking, you feel me? Because I know a lot of people, they was like, oh, no, that was like the devil. Like, you're smoking the devil's lettuce and
yeah,
you feel me? That's drugs. Yeah. You're going to do heroin and you're going to become a bum and be on crack and this and that if you smoke weed. And they scared people into thinking that these stereotypes were true. And really, it was like, you know, once you find out, you'd be like, damn, it's like getting some pussy for the first time. Like, oh my gosh.
How do I get
mean?
Some more? What do I gotta
what
do?
You
mean? Yeah, man. No, like I said, man, I mean, I grew up in Southern California, Orange County, and they got very similar values to people in Texas, man. Mm-hmm. So growing up, you know, marijuana was just like the drug, you know. Forget about, you know, cocaine, heroin, all that stuff. Marijuana it's still stage one in some places. So
yeah.
It's gonna, you know, they talked about it like it's going to make you steal cars and, you know, sell sex and sell your body for a bag of weed, you know. But, I mean, the more education comes out, I think the more people are going to realize, hey, this is helping people. I know people who got off the sauce, a.k.a. alcohol, and they just, you know, they take a toke every night, they go to bed, and they don't do anything stupid.
Mark Washman, he doesn't drink no more, but, you know, he smokes a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, he hasn't drank in, I think, over 4 to 5 years now.
Yeah.
And he's just been straight sober, and he just only smokes marijuana now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like...
Completely functional, let me tell you that.
Completely functional.
I mean, shout out to the Pot Brothers at Law, Mark and Craig. Glad you guys aren't here, because that means we get to be here. But, hey, like I said, Texas, man, we're with you. Whatever you need... If you need us to come out there, be your advocates. Me and Pitt got you.
Yeah, I go alone.
Let's do this, Texas. Hey, it's Cannabis Talk 101. When we come back, we got Chris Franchino. He's got something to say.
But before that, Cali Effects, feel the effects, you know.
Well, you know, I was going to say, Texas actually also did just recently allow Delta 8 when they went through the whole ban. They were trying to ban Delta 8.
Oh, yeah,
because
remember they were banning it.
And they had a whole big legislation that they just passed. So Delta 8's legal in Texas.
Again,
and so it's not going to go anywhere as far as Delta 8 goes. And Pitt, you had a chance to experience our Delta 8 out there. So
yeah.
You said it was in a gas station, right?
I rode my motorcycle off to Texas, off to Houston a couple of weeks back, and every gas station I went to, they had Delta 8. They had everything, though. It wasn't like that they just had, like, pins or wax pins or something like that. They had flour. They had
at a
rubs.
Texas gas station, Pitt.
Yeah. All, not even just one. I mean, like, every time I would stop at a gas station, I was like asking the lady, like, what's up? I'm like, this, y'all can just sell this in here? They was like, yeah, I guess. They was like, yeah, it's legal. Like, they was like, it's cool.
So you can get your horny goat weed, you can get your Delta 8, and whatever else they sell in gas stations. Now, who knows what we're on the horizon for? Hey, it's Cannabis Talk 101. When we come back, we got more.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Take a hit, get lit, and sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101 right here with Cesar and your boy Pit Dude. You already know what it is. You feel me? We out here just living the dream, you dig? So what else you got for us?
Man, now this one's an eye roll. Shout out to Oklahoma. Just like Texas, we love you guys. We love what you guys are doing, making a space for cannabis users. Oklahoma woman kicked out of church as members mistake cilantro for cannabis.
what the fuck?
Cilantro for cannabis.
Like, even if it was cilantro, why
we
are you
got
guys
cilantro
judging
in the break
for...
room right now, bro? We just had that on our carne asada. Shout out to Guadalajara Market, by the way. They don't sponsor us, but shout out to them. Like a damn good carne asada. Cilantro, bro. This woman had cilantro in church, which means she's probably going to do something great with it. Cook for somebody, and she was kicked out of church.
They kicked her out because she didn't have no weed. Like, what you trying to?
I would hope.
Trying
to
slide this bullshit on me.
Happen,
what a weed at?
But here's the issue. Okay, Oklahoma is am I wrong? Recreational legal as well? It's not recreational, Chris. It is medicinally illegal. So she had even if she didn't have marijuana, she had cilantro. Damn it. So even if she did have cannabis, here's the issue. Why? We call ourselves land of the free. Why isn't she not allowed to have cannabis on her?
Yeah.
It it's medicinally legal. Let's assume she had the right. She didn't have marijuana. What am I talking about? Why can't she have marijuana? This is the land of the free. And she was kicked out of a church. A church of all places. Yeah, if it was like a church, police station, like, or a school or an AA meeting, yeah, kick her out.
You're not supposed to be judging
marijuana.
People in the church.
In the church. You feel me? Supposed to be,
you're supposed to leave that for God to judge.
Right.
Not for you.
But, man. And it's, who are you to judge? If you can't even tell the difference between cilantro and marijuana, should you be making any judgments? Should you be judging anybody? This is scary stuff, man.
Yeah.
I think it's just... And it just goes back to why do you
name?
Care? We don't have a name. We're going to keep her name under wraps. What?
Karen.
We're going to call her Karen. Hey, Chris Franchino.
not her. She's not Karen.
She's,
they were
she
Karen.
Ain't Karen, but she's got the
she has a couple of Karens over there.
There was a group of Karens
her.
That attempted to kick her out for cilantro again. So.
I just seen them.
Oh, Daniel, we got a name? Yeah. Man. Shout out to Ashley Antiverso. Ashley Antiverso, if you're listening, and I hope you are, we're on your side.
My heart goes out to you. You feel me?
For not having marijuana.
Call us at 1-800-420-1980. We would love to hear your story and get a
yeah, please
some insight
call.
On what's going on.
I want to hear what went through your mind when you got kicked out of church for cilantro, thinking it was marijuana. But again, like,
and if you just want to put somebody on blast for kicking you out, you know,
yeah.
just let us know. You
yeah,
know?
Let's drop some more names.
Yeah, we'll drop some names.
The idiots who are mistaken. Yeah.
Yeah, wish I could give you Donkey of the Day. But
nah, we
that's
don't
for
know
another show.
Yeah. We'll call her, I'm sure there's another Karen of the Day. We'll just call her the Bust of the Day. New segment here on Cannabis Talk 101. Bust of the Day, man. Karen in Oklahoma, just relax, you know, even if it was cannabis. How does that affect you? A person getting high in the parking lot is not going to affect your family. It's just a sad thing, man. What else
yeah.
you got for us, man? We're doing Mark's segment,
I
want to,
you know, I want to do, you know, Mark's favorite part of the show, you know, right now. You feel me? And that's the high five, you dig? So, you know, let's see what you got up your sleeve.
Hey, I'm going to throw it right back to you, bro. So
how old was you the first time you smoked, and where'd you get it from?
I was 8th grade. I was 13 years old. I was in a gutter in Aliso Viejo, California, right above the movie theaters. And I got it from a dude named, Curtis Henderson. Sorry, Curtis. It was Curtis Henderson, Andy Margolis, and Jared Barber, RIP. Miss you, Jared. And, yeah, man, we just went up to the gutters. It was a safe, secluded spot. We do you remember, man? We were grimy, bro. We had the big pens with the metal piece at the end, and you had to take
the pen off.
Stick it back in the plastic part, melt it on, throw a little butt in there, and just smoke it, man.
Yeah,
and,
you gotta get it how you can.
And
you know?
It would just hit the back of your throat, and it would just choke you. And yeah, man, 13 years old, 8th grade. It's a simpler time. This was 2003, 2004.
Okay.
What a time. Go ahead. What about your first time? And where did you get it from?
I want to say my first time I ever smoked, I was, it's probably like in like the 6th grade. I got it from my older brother.
Of course.
Antoine. I put you on blast.
This was in Texas?
Nah, this was actually in Cali. This was out in Riverside. I used to stay out in Riverside, California.
Yeah.
And, yeah, my brother was in the backyard. I was in the kitchen. I was probably making like some noodles or something, and I was washing my bowl in the sink, and I looked out the back window, and he was in the backyard smoking a little J, a little pinner. And I was like, I ran outside, I was like, hey, what you doing? And he was like, come here, get over here, man, you trying to get me busted? I'm like, nah, what you doing? I'm like, let me hit that. He like, look, I'm gonna let you hit it, but you better not get me in trouble. I was like, I ain't gonna get you in trouble. He was like, all right, don't be over here acting all goofy and shit, nigga. All right. I was like, all right, I ain't gonna be acting all goofy. And
so you hear that? No peer pressure. You wanted to hit that thing.
Yeah, I wanted to. And then I laughed the whole day. I just couldn't stop laughing. It was like the best time of my life. Never been that high again, ever. Maybe I had a couple times, you get the little giggles and stuff, but. Yeah, that was like the first time I just could not stop laughing. Everything was just so funny.
What'd you
eat? My brother, he was just like looking at me like, bro, mom was about to be home. You feel me? It was like 4. They was about to be home at like 5:30. He's like, man, I'm done for.
Do you remember that moment where it started kicking in? I mean, you hit it, you don't get high instantly, but do you remember that moment where it just started dawning on you?
It was probably like, I want to say like 5-10 minutes after.
Oh, yeah.
It was fast. It was fast. And it was just, everybody knew. All my brothers, they was like, this dude right here is tripping.
Man, it's nothing like the first
question time. Question number two, though. What's your favorite way to medicate?
Man. I'd say something with water. Not necessarily bong, but a nice little burb that has some, like a tight glass burb. It's probably the best, my favorite way. You know, up until past couple years, I was doing a lot of spliffs.
Mm-hmm.
Man, just growing the weed with the tobacco. You know, I was doing blunts before that, too. And then, you know, I was doing the mokies, which is the tobacco with the weed through the bong. And yeah. Now it's just, oof.
Oh, damn.
But I would definitely, anytime I can incorporate water in that, man, I was, oof. COVID was like a dream come true, bro, when I just had that all day. But definitely something with a nice water filtration, man, bong or a burb. Okay. Or even like the steamrollers with the percolators inside of it. Ooh, man.
Okay.
Yeah. And your favorite way to indulge?
My favorite way now that I'm older, I like to just smoke joints still. I mean, that's where I started with the joints.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I still smoke joints. I smoke a blunt, you know, every once in a while. I think it's probably like the tobacco or something that I'd be, you know, trying to get that, you know.
Are you particular with, like, are you a zigzag guy, a rod guy, a swisher guy, a
white owl? Use, the rice papers or, like, the ultra thins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
as
like.
As you can see through, yeah.
Damn near, yeah. Put a little filter on the tip, you feel me? And matter of fact, I've been using, recently I've been using the Passport.
I don't think I've heard of that.
The Passport. They were out at MJ BizCon, and it's like a little magazine.
Okay.
It has the joint papers, and it has the little filters, and then it has, like, little QR codes. You can get, like, little, you know, gifts or coupons or whatever.
You got one in the office?
Might be one,
shit, yeah. Let's wrap this up. Question number three.
Question number three. Craziest place you've ever used or smoked cannabis?
Man. So, me and my boys went paddleboarding out in Laguna Beach. You know the paddleboarding?
Yeah. That's the one you stand up on, right?
Yeah, stand up paddleboarding.
Yeah.
So, I rolled up a joint. I had the lighter. I put it all in a Ziploc bag, and I put in my swimming trunks. And we paddled out there, man. Paddled out about 100 yards out in the Pacific Ocean. We took a seat, secured our paddles, and I took that thing and I sparked it out, man. And I'm just, I mean, land was behind me, bro. And I was just, I felt like, you know, I don't really fuck with the guy like that. But Christopher Columbus, bro, just looking out on the horizon. And I just, it was like everything. Like, it's so, like the saying, like everything was just behind me, man. Mm. I'm just looking at the Pacific Ocean. Nothing mattered. You know, everything, all my problems were behind me. And I'm just sitting on that paddleboard, just smoking on that thing, man. And just dreading going back.
Mm.
And, yeah, man. Not the craziest, but definitely the most, man.
Mm.
About you, Pitt? Craziest, wildest place you ever smoked cannabis?
Well, recently I just was able to smoke weed on a plane.
What? How?
Well, it was a pen, but it was a vape pen. But
we'll count that.
Yeah, I count it. But I like to, I would say, on Big Bear, on the lift. That's like one of my I would say, like, craziest places because I'm like, I don't really like heights that much. So I'm on the lift, and I'm going up, and we're smoking a J, and my brother, he's trying to lift up the fucking little rail. And I'm like, hold on, whoa. I'm like, hold on, we ain't at the top yet. Hold me that down. Yeah, smoking on the lift in Big Bear.
Did that joint you smoked on there, did that make you more, like, scared of it, or did that kind of let you chill out?
It actually calmed me down, you feel me? You know, kept me, like, kind of, like, mellow, you feel me? Not too... feel me? Because you're already like down, about to go down this mountain on a fucking board.
And you okay? And you had a snowboard down, yeah. And yeah. Cannabis Talk 101. We need to take a trip to Bear Mountain, man. Those mountains are beautiful. We gotta get out there, man. Do a little boarding session, you know. Question number four.
Question number four. What is your go-to munchies after you get high?
Ooh. It's got to be something crunchy. I just anything crunchy, man. I'm going to say a Gordita Crunch from Taco Bell. Yeah, because you got the soft shell, the tortilla around the hard shell. So you're getting best of both worlds, man. And when that cheese hits, it's just, it's perfect. And, man, it's, and a double-decker taco, actually.
Yeah, and a double-decker taco.
Just to play it safe. And a Nachos Bel Grande. And cheesy Frito later be five later Frito.
And what else?
And cinnamon twist.
And what else?
A Baja Blast.
And what else?
Then I got to run to Wendy's and get a Baconator.
I thought you were going to say you got to run to the toilet.
With the Frosty. Right, Erica? Well, yeah. Eventually, yes. Yes. And that's the second craziest place I've ever smoked marijuana.
Trust me, I got a whole setup in my bathroom.
Oh, man,
I
got
the bong, I got a weed tray, I got ashtrays, everything right by the toilet. So
you got the soundboard, you got the headphones.
Yeah, I just go over there, have my shit on.
If you made a mixtape with Pitt, man, you know what, yeah, it all went down in his bathroom.
It's a shitty situation.
Pitt, your go-to munchies when you get high.
My go-to munchies, I like peanut butter. So I like peanut butter sandwiches with like strawberry jelly and popcorn.
On the side?
Yep. Any kind. I like cheesy popcorn, like caramel popcorn. I eat that all day.
So you got to be like a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup guy.
Oh, yeah. I love Reese's Pieces.
You got to be. Okay, hold on. Crunchy or not, what do they call it? Smooth peanut butter.
The smooth.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yep, the smooth. Okay. Creamy peanut butter.
Jif or what's the other one? Do I even know the other one?
It's Skippy. Skimpy.
Yeah.
Skippy.
Skippy?
Yep.
I feel her. Fair.
Yep, that's my thing right there. So, last but not least, if you could smoke with anybody, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Now, this is going to be predictable, but I'm not even ashamed of it. I'm going to have to say Tupac, Amari Shakur. Because, I mean, I'm not going to lie, like, I grew up on the guy. When I started getting into Tupac, I was 6 years old. I was watching the Changes music video. And I was loving it. It was just everything he was saying was just like, because change is inevitable. Change is the only constant. And he was just, you know, he's telling me that. And I'll never forget, my sister walked in and I'm just bobbing to it. And she goes, oh yeah, Tupac. Yeah, he just died last week. Mm. And bro, my whole world just came down on me right there. Somebody that I thought, you know, I was going to get so much insight from, which I still am. Not that I'm not, but just to hear that, man, and seeing the music video, I understood why they made that music video. If you haven't seen that music video, check it out. And I just feel like, you know, he didn't hold anything back. You know, he wasn't afraid to be called a spaz, which I've been called growing up. He wasn't afraid to lay it all out. If he scared you, that's your problem. Man, he just, you know, I was one of Kendrick Lamar's favorite best albums, I think, To Pimp a Butterfly. He had that track. I think it was track 14, Mortal Man.
Mm-hmm.
And the last 7 minutes, it's a conversation. It's obviously not real, but it's a conversation he's having with Tupac. And I just, you know, first time I heard that album, I was high. I was getting high, and I was just listening to this conversation. And I said, yes, Tupac, I mean, you can go, he could talk stocks. He could talk anything. He could talk, I mean, he'll probably have an opinion on the Taylor Swift situation or something, you know, something. Anything he'll have a situation on or mm-hmm. a opinion on. So I would just love to sit one blow one with him. And man, I think that's it. What about you, Pitt? Anybody you can smoke with, dead or alive?
I would say maybe Dr. Sabi.
Ooh, yes. Now, please tell us why.
Because I'm just, you know, he's so knowledgeable, you feel me? And, you know, I try to stay healthy, you know, but, you know, I think that, you know, sitting down talking to him could probably get me on the right track, you know.
Now, smoking how one. Do you think about the way he went out, man? One of the healthiest persons probably to ever live. I mean, is it true? Didn't he claim to, like, cure cancer himself or something?
AIDS.
AIDS through a diet, right?
Yeah, at cancer, too. He was, all through just proper eating and, you know, eating vegetables, certain vegetables and stuff and... yeah.
It's so, like, it seems like a no-brainer, but, like, just food that comes from the earth, you know?
Yeah.
How like I say, like, be, man? I was really looking for it. I mean, I don't know if the rumors are true. Nipsey Hussle was supposed to come out with the documentary. Apparently, Nick Cannon's going to be coming out with the documentary. I need to learn more about this guy, man. If you have any books you suggest, man, I pick up, I'm all ears, I'm all eyes, man.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, yeah, that's a high five.
Yeah, you just gotta, you know, just Google them. You know, plenty of stuff's gonna pop up. You feel me? And just do your research yourself. You know, I wouldn't want to tell you like, oh yeah, this is about the guy. I would want you to go do your own research so you can find out your own knowledge about, you know, what he's about and not just what somebody's telling you he's about. Man. But yes, that is our high five. And,
high five with Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back.
No, we won't. Because if nobody else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.